everybody. Welcome back to Vikings Connected. I'm Erin Newberg, along with my co-host, Ben Lieber. Make sure you stay connected by using hashtag Vikings Connected on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And hopefully, you'll see your opinions up on the screen sometime.
That's right. And this week, it's been all about food. Kind of our theme for this week. You sent us some pictures and posts of your tailgating food, which... Yep. It's a little bizarre that it was all about desserts, but nonetheless looked delicious.
Still delicious, yeah.
Speaking of bizarre, Andrew Zimmern is our guest this week, and you might know him from Bizarre Foods on the Travel Channel, one of our favorite local celebrities. He's going to join us here in a second to talk Vikings and his quest to end hunger. All right, this week, as always, great guests on this show, and we have Andrew Zimmern from the Travel Channel, Bizarre Foods, and I think everybody knows exactly who he is, especially locally, and he's an international food star. So thank you very much for being here.
We know that you're a spokesperson with the Taste of the NFL, and we know that you're working hard to stomp out hunger. So you want to tell us a little bit, just kick things off, about how you're working with the NFL and the Taste of the NFL to work towards that great cause?
As someone in the food space and someone who spends so much time traveling around the world, hunger is not something that occurs in fourth world countries away from the eyes of most Americans. 1 in 6 Americans are food insecure. 1 in 5 children in America go to bed hungry at night. The dignity and respect that a simple meal or feeling food secure gives to the average American is something that many of us take for granted. For the last 4 or 5 years, I've worked with Taste of the NFL, and last year I actually went on their board. And it's a very high-profile entity because we are the party with a purpose the night before the Super Bowl. We also do our huge drives to end hunger September through December in NFL cities all around the country. And the NFL is so fantastic to work with because, as you guys know, the vast majority of players – and coaches and trainers and associated people with the teams are so dedicated to improving the lives of their community. I think it's shameful. We're the greatest civilization in the history of the world, and we can't feed our people, especially our children. So I'm so proud to be associated with this event.
Rumor has it that you're going to partner with the stadium and maybe put some of your own restaurants, your own food into that stadium like you have in Target Field. Is that true?
That is true. For the last 10 years, 9 years, people have known me as an eater and sort of forgotten about the previous, 19 years that I spent as a chef in restaurants in as far away as Hong Kong and Venice and Paris, New York, LA, and then finally here in Minnesota when I moved here. But I miss cooking, and I miss cooking for people. So 2 years ago, I started the AZ Canteen Company. We have a truck. We have a couple of kiosks at Target Field. We are putting some into – we partnered with Aramark to spread that brand around the country to sports stadiums and college campuses. And we have a very large footprint with, I think, 4 or 5 different food service opportunities for my company in the new stadium, from whole animal rotisserie barbecue to the sort of modern day sort of gastro pub vibe that our truck gives off, fueled by what I see around the world. And I'm thrilled because I think it's great 21st century stadium food with just enough for people to relate to who want good old hot dogs and hamburgers. I'm really excited about what we're going to do at the stadium. Folks are paying a lot of money for a ticket. They should have the best food at the stadium, not the worst version of a food they like. I mean, some of the stuff at stadiums around the world is so god awful. It's stale. It's old. It's not put out with any care and love and attention. And I'm really proud of what's going on right now with the new stadium because Aramark and the Vikings understand that you're paying a lot of money for a ticket. You should have the best food at the stadium, not the worst.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm so looking forward to it. And I've actually eaten at your little food truck at the Eden Art Fair, which is delicious. But talking about growing where you're planted, you've grown up growing into a big Viking fan, and we all appreciate that here. What are your thoughts on the current state of the Vikings and the Vikings going forward?
I think that the Vikings have a great, great backbone. I like what we have the quarterback position despite the injuries. I think that our new coach has supplied us is a brand new attitude and a feeling that we actually have someone who can game plan around what our team is. So I no longer feel like every game is going to be, here we go again. despite our record, I think we can have a really successful season this year. And I'm really bullish long term on the Vikings. It's exciting. And I'll tell you something. The new stadium is going to be really, really cool. I mean, you know, maybe it's because I'm sort of in the inside too. I am so excited about this new stadium. When that facility opens, it will be the finest facility for football on the planet. And I think it's just going to be so impressive. And I'm glad that we have the current leadership team in place with the Vikings, because I think Coach Zimmer is going to do some cool things. Plus, everyone confuses me with him, so I've gotten a lot more football bread.
Hey, there's worse things that could happen, yeah. Right?
That's true. That is very, very true.
Well, thank you. I know you're a busy guy. We appreciate the few minutes you gave with us, and more importantly, we appreciate your support of the Vikings and this organization. So thank you very much.
Take it easy. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, how awesome was that?
That was so cool.
I love his show.
I do too.
And I don't love everything he eats on that show.
Never. Nope.
But he's just doing some fantastic.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew. Speaking of the Taste of the NFL, the Taste of the Vikings is going to be November 4th at the Depot. You can go to Vikings.com to find out more information on that.
And now it's time for the second nominee for the Golden Nacho. And remember, this week is all about bad behavior.
Right.
Especially at the stadium. So this one, Philly fans aren't known to be nice people.
No, I've heard bad rumors.
So check this out. This gentleman is kind of a fixture at the Philly games. He sings outside the stadium.
Very nice.
And some fans came over and kind of bamboozled him and stole his prosthetic leg.
It's not very nice.
It's
that
not very
is
nice.
Very bad behavior. Now, I heard it was a younger girl.
Uh-huh.
If you want attention from a guy, that's the wrong way to go about it. You don't steal his prosthetic leg.
Yeah,
all right?
If that's the case, that's a horrible pickup line.
That is not the way to get attention from dudes, okay?
Yeah.
I can help you with that a whole different way, much better.
But thankfully, they did find the leg. He recovered it. He got it back on. He is doing well.
Yeah.
But Philly fans, get it together.
I know. Come on, Philly fans. And I even heard he said at the end, you know, I don't want to get mad at her, but I think she needs someone to talk to.
Yes, she does.
Agree.
And it's called the court judge.
Yes.
When Vikings Connected returns, it's part two of Cordero Patterson's rating of his teammates' lockers. Plus, I'll tell you how to beat those Buffalo Bills.